Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste. Or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's either going to be the best hour or the worst hour of your life. But okay. I'll tell you one thing. This podcast is very memorable.
No, that's
okay,
true.
You're right. Going to create core memories coming up now.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and just like Houdini said in the 1980s, the freaks do come out at night. But if you've been looking around lately, they're coming out in the daytime, too.
Really?
A lot of freaks. Freaks everywhere?
I say that because there's a woman from New York. Her name's Lexis, and recently she swiped right on a guy from Tinder who is a 23-year-old dude named Joshua.
Okay.
And after a few drinks together, she took the Tinder hunk back to her apartment for some romance.
Oh, hello.
Next morning, he was gone, along with a pair of her designer heels.
No, he didn't.
Oh, not like some Louis Vuitton.
Find him, get him.
Is he wearing them or is he reselling them? What is he doing? You know, like, either, both crimes.
I'll tell you what he did with them in just a second, but he did swipe them. And then unmatched her on Tinder, and before he left, even went into her phone and deleted his number from her contacts and her call history.
Dang.
God, my husband couldn't find a designer shoe if his life depended on it.
Well, then to make matters worse, after Lexis's TikTok went up, some internet sleuth went online and found Joshua's profile.
Working for the FBI.
Well, here's the crazy part. His latest post was him gifting his girlfriend a brand new pair of designer shoes.
Oh, that's even worse.
Why did he post it?
Cheating on her? Oh my God. That's awful.
Eventually, the commenters and hate were too much, and Joshua called Lexis up saying, "All right, you caught me."
No.
Yeah.
And he agreed to return the shoes.
Good.
What, is he going to steal them back from his girlfriend?
See, there are good guys out there, ladies.
Just gotta
ask. Only when you're
caught. God, the audacity.
In response to her growing popularity online, Lexis says, "I'm just a simple girl who wanted her shoes back."
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wonder if the girlfriend ever found out.
I bet she did.
I have a feeling,
talking about it right
probably
now.
Came
I don't
up.
Know.
You think she noticed when he took the shoes back?
Well, you would think he noticed when you get used shoes. You can tell when they're used. What is he doing? Oh. Taking tissue and stuffing it into the foot? Like, come on.
Okay. Well, that's your intro. Let's get into your shot collar question of the day.
Okay.
And send it over to Digital Jake.
Who's wearing nice designer high heels.
Yeah,
right,
where'd
now
you get them from?
Yeah, wait a minute.
Right now, you can feel the crisp in the air.
Yeah!
You can hear the crinkle of the fall leaves. Mm. You can smell the fresh ink on Tom Brady's divorce settlement. Which can mean only one thing. The National Football League is officially back to kick off another exciting season.
Yeah!
Go sports. So today, we'll be huddling around some football trivia in a special game-breaking, earth-shaking, spicy buffalo ranch chicken dip making.
Ooh, that sounds so good.
One and done shot caller question of the day.
Okay.
Football fan Jose,
yes,
it's your turn.
Good, because I'm excited.
In 2007, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones balked at paying $275,000 for the domain to cowboys.com.
Oh, no.
Oh,
so
God.
Another company bought it, and that website became what?
Oh, my God.
Was it A, a Western apparel shop, B, a costume rental company, or C, a cowboy dating site?
Oh my God.
Can you imagine the like IT and web department being like, what do you mean you're not going to pay for it?
Yeah.
And it's still that to this day?
It's not to this day.
This was they eventually initially bought it out.
DallasCowboys.com is what the Cowboys use now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
That's hilarious. So if you wanted Cowboys.com, the first thing that popped out was like, apparel. Like,
oh, really?
I want to look like
dating.
A cowboy.
Make sure. I went dating.
Really?
Yeah.
That's just because they're in the mood today.
Yeah. Save a horse, you know.
I'm going to go with the apparel, Jake. I don't know.
Jose said a Western apparel shop. That is incorrect.
Dating?
It's a cowboy dating site.
Yeah.
Well, it was. It's defunct now and for sale. The owner of the dating site thought he was spending $275 over the phone at the auction.
No.
He said $275. The auction took that as $275,000.
Oh, no.
And that's why they paid like hundreds of thousands more than the Dallas Cowboys ever would have spent on that.
Oh,
so Jerry let him have
goodness.
It.
They didn't have any money to run the actual dating site.
Right. A lot of poor cowboys.
That's so sad.
Jose's getting shocked. Alexis, it's your turn.
Okay.
There have been 57 coin tosses in Super Bowl history to start the game, not counting overtime. Which has happened more, heads or tails? In the history of the Super Bowl, heads
I
or tails?
I had a coin to flip to give me an answer.
Yeah, yeah.
Does anybody have a coin?
Oh, that's a 50-50 chance.
I know.
Right?
I played in Super Bowl 3 when I was a child, and I said tails never fails.
No.
People do say that.
Yep.
I feel like more people that pick is. Heads when they go up, but
oh my gosh, 50-50 is too hard. I'm going to say heads, Jake.
50-50 is too hard.
Yeah.
Alexis. Alexis said heads. That is
incorrect. I told you tails don't fail.
I should have listened. Right.
Tails has happened 30 out of 57 times.
That's
so 30
a lot.
To 27.
Whoa.
A little bit more. Both are getting shocked so far.
Wow.
Brooke, it's your turn.
Okay.
Out of the most watched television broadcasts in the U.S., all of the top 10 are Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Only one non-Super Bowl event made the list, and it sits on top as number one.
Wow.
Was it A, the final episode of MASH in 1983?
Oh, yeah.
B, the Apollo 11 moon landing in 1969?
Okay.
Or C, the police pursuit of Buffalo Bills running back O.J. Simpson in 1994?
Wow.
This is tough because Brooke doesn't believe that we really landed on the moon. So.
She's going to eliminate that right away.
I'm actually, you know, the thing with the moon landing, I think a lot of people probably listen to it on the radio as well. Because they, you know, you like see all the old videos and people are standing outside looking up as it's happening.
Really?
And they're listening to the broadcast.
What does the radio broadcast of that sound like? We're stepping.
Yeah.
We're
I don't know.
Stepping.
They probably did. I mean, I know the video's iconic, but I think that TV will always trump historical events in the United States.
So I'm going to go with the moon landing.
I'm going to go with the MASH. I'm going with MASH because I think TV trumps history.
Uh-oh.
Hot Lips Brooke Fox says the final episode of MASH, that is incorrect.
What was it?
It was the moon landing.
It was.
125 million viewers, and the closest Super Bowl is 115 million.
Wow.
I thought it was OJ.
Jeffrey, you get this right. You're the only person to get this question right today.
Okay.
Decades ago, two teams merged for a season and also merged names. Was it the Steelers and the Eagles, making them the Steagles? The Packers and the Colts, making them the Cackers? Or the Chiefs and the Raiders, making them the Chaters?
Whoa. Wait, this actually happened?
Steagles, Cackers, or Chaters, one of those is real.
Just say them out loud, like, go...
Go Cackers! That sounds really bad.
Yeah, sounds inappropriate.
Doesn't sound good.
I feel like this happened decades ago because of a war. and that people were being drafted to the war and they didn't have enough players anymore.
In like Vietnam?
So they had to combine the teams into one in order to play.
I was just going
to
say you go with the Raiders because they have moved around so much. They don't care about changing where they are or who they are.
To me, the most believable and the one that sounds the least terrible when you cheer it is Steagles.
I agree.
The Steelers and the Eagles. So I'm going to go with Steagles.
Go Steagles!
Jeffrey said Steagles. That is...
Yeah!
He was also right. It was in 1943 because of the war. Too many players fighting overseas. They combined the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Philadelphia Eagles for one whole Pennsylvania Steagle team.
So I am safe. The rest of you are going to be getting shocked while singing Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond.
Sweet Caroline!
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
There's two types of cheaters in this world. The ones who do it and immediately feel terrible about themselves. And then there's the smug, self-righteous ones who don't even care and think, ha, I got away with it. They're never going to know.
I deserve this.
Even if they caught me, I'll just say, what? Those flowers were for my mom. That lipstick on my shirt, that's my mom's lipstick. Those red lacy panties in the bed, mom's panties. I mean, what are they going to do? Are they going to break up with me?
Probably.
I think so.
Well, one of our listeners caught her boyfriend sneaking around on her. And yeah, she didn't break up with him. She stuck around just to get revenge. And I just wish I could see the guy's face if he hears this on the radio and learns the diabolical thing that she was doing to get back at him for months without him knowing.
Oh my God. Did she stay with him for months?
You're going to hear what she was up to in a brand new mass speaker coming up.
You don't know me.
Session I can't take back.
I am
the masked speaker.
Got a text to 78592 that says, my wife thinks I hold her hand at Target to be sweet and romantic.
Oh, that's cute though.
But in reality, I hold it so she doesn't buy everything in the store.
That's not going to stop her.
Squeezing
it tighter and tighter.
Oh, my God.
Hand-holding. Just another way men try to control women. Am I right, Brooke?
Oh, yeah.
I feel you, Jeff. I feel you.
You better not let your husband hold your hand, Brooke.
That's right. Don't touch me.
Here, we wouldn't dare hold your hand.
Good.
We won't even ask your real name.
Thank you.
We want you to be free and unburdened. Buy everything you want at Target, ladies, and then come confess your secrets right here on the mass speaker. We've got a woman who wants to unshackle herself from the secret that's been holding her down. She's going by Devin today. So, Devin, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
I just got to say, like, I feel like you can judge a lot about a person based on what fake name they pick. Solid fake name.
Yeah. Good choice, Devin.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The voice changer is on. You are the mass speaker. Whenever you're ready, let's hear your confession.
Amazing. So, yeah, I've been holding this. I'm really excited to share it.
You're excited. That's it. That's not a feeling we always have in this segment.
Yeah.
Someone goes to church confessional like, oh, my God. Yeah. Father, I have sinned so much. I can't wait to tell you all
that. I got some tea, Father.
Usually there's shame and embarrassment, but I like you.
Good for you, Devin. What's going on?
So when I was in college, I was 19. I had my first boyfriend ever.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Well, he was also 19.
Okay.
And we're both really excited. So we just like dove in hard and moved in with each other after a few months.
Did you say moved in?
After how many months?
Just like a couple months.
Oh, girl.
Oh, wow.
It was a bad idea. Exactly.
Yeah, that's not smart.
Not codependent at all.
But, you know, first love, it hits.
It's dumb, is what you're saying. First love is always dumb.
It makes you stupid. It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
And then, like, after moving in, like, I found out he was, like, super toxic. Mm-hmm. Like, I couldn't pick out my classes. Mm-hmm. I couldn't pick out my clothes for the day. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just a really naive move. And... Yeah, it didn't work out,
let me guess.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that have been right where you were.
Yeah. So one day I was home, I accidentally found a note in this backpack from a friend that we both knew.
You don't have to use accidentally anymore. You realize that, right?
Yeah.
I went through his stuff.
Yeah.
I went through his stuff, yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah.
I found this out of the bottom of his backpack in a secret compartment.
Oops.
And it basically implied that he was cheating with her.
Oh,
no.
God, the more controlling, the more likely that is, I always feel like.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I didn't want to leave him right away, like, at least not yet. I kind of wanted to get back at him first.
Oh, I like you.
Okay.
Someone's growing up quick.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did you have in mind?
I knew that he wanted to lose weight, and I was the one who was always doing the cooking.
Oh.
So when I cooked his food, like, I would cook it in lard, and I'd, like, put extra sour cream in his mashed potatoes.
It sounds so good, but
you
so
made his food delicious. Yeah. How dare you?
That'll show him.
She's fattening that boy up for the oven is what she's doing.
And every morning he would drink one of those protein powder shake things.
Oh, God, yeah. The more you say about this guy, the more I don't like him.
Yeah, yeah, right?
Alexis is loving this guy.
Yeah,
he's
like,
I can't cook? What are you talking about? He wouldn't survive.
They'd both be drinking protein shakes. Yeah. Breakfast, lunch, dinner.
So what'd you put in his protein shake?
Well, I emptied the whole container, and I just, like, filled the entire canister with full fat dessert powder.
The stuff that they give elderly people to gain weight.
Yeah.
Grandpa ate a lot. My granddaddy ate a lot of Carnation instant breakfast.
Wow. Yeah. Sure.
Yes.
Calories. Yes. And, oh my gosh.
Sounds delicious. Yeah. Though.
It's so good. Yeah. Honestly, you put that stuff with a milkshake. Oh.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
So then, by the end of the school year, he gained 40 pounds.
Oh, 40 pounds.
Oh, no.
He must have really liked your cooking then.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, it serves him right. What a jerk.
And did you ever find out, was he cheating? Because now if it was just implied, yeah. Like, oh, no.
It doesn't matter. It sounds like he's a controlling jerk of a boyfriend.
Yeah. I was just over the relationship in general, but something was going on.
Okay, all right. You
probably should have just broke up with him.
I guess.
Oh, she did, too. Yeah. She did that, eventually.
Did you?
Yeah.
But she's like, we're married.
Yeah. I mean,
he's really fat, but I love him.
Yeah, over the summer, I went home and I ghosted him completely.
Oh,
and then
wow.
The next year, I went to a different college, so I just never saw him again.
Oh, wow. You really ghosted him.
He disappeared for
good
real.
Job.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's looking for you, too, and he's like, please just tell me the recipe for this breakfast. mashed potatoes.
Do you ever feel
so good?
Do you ever feel like looking back on it bad about it? Like you made this guy gain 40 pounds
in
a couple months.
Did you hear what the guy was like?
I'm not saying that he doesn't deserve it, but looking back, like, do you feel like guilty at all for doing that?
You know, like, I feel like I want to feel guilty, but I really don't.
Yeah.
I despise my first real boyfriend, too. He sucked.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really? I miss all my girlfriends, so.
It's good to know that you're all dead inside. That's nice.
Yeah.
It's their fault.
Yeah. Good job, men. Anyway, text in 78592. If you have a confession you've been holding on to, we can hide your identity, mask your voice, and make you the next mass speaker. Your phone tap is coming up.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
In society, there's really two types of women you'll meet.
Mm-hmm.
The classy, refined, well-respected ladies with high morals and standards.
Wow.
And then there's Brooke.
Yeah. I mean, who wants to be that first one? That sounds like a snore fest, Jeffrey.
Well, in today's phone tap, coupon-cutting, rewards program-loving Brooke calls a movie theater because she just discovered a sweet value
that she never
even knew existed till now, and she is ready to take full advantage of it.
Oh, boy.
She's hoping this poor young movie ticket taker can help her out in your brand-new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Thank you for calling theaters. This is Michael.
Hi, my name is Margie Bumps, and I saw a movie last week at your theater. I'm calling to give some feedback.
Okay, you want to give feedback on the theater?
Well, I saw one of those, you know, animated, feel good, everyone has to love each other, everyone's included films.
Okay, did you want to leave it online? Because, I mean, if it's a complaint about the movie, there's not really much I can do about
that. No. It's not about the movie. It's about your theater.
Okay.
I walked in, and I had always heard about how expensive everything is. Oh, you got to take out a second mortgage in order to get a pop, right?
Okay.
So I go up, and I order a large tub of popcorn, like huge, ginormous. I could barely carry this thing. And do you know what happens?
No, what happened?
They charged me under $10. Less than $10.
Okay, and that upset you?
I was completely shocked. Under $10?
So ma'am, are you upset that the prices are too high or too low?
Oh, too low. I ate for 2.5 hours from that bucket. Not even a dent was made.
Okay, I'm not sure what you want me to do with that information.
Well, so then I took it home, and I fed my family of five with it for 4 straight nights.
Wait, what?
I know! We had popcorn for breakfast, popcorn for lunch, popcorn for dinner. We had popcorn tacos, popcorn casserole.
Wait.
It tasted the same day number one and day number five. How is that even possible?
I don't know what you want me to do with this information. I mean, do you want me to pass it on to a supervisor or something? Because
I feel bad. That's what this is getting to. I feel like I should have paid more. And I'm just wondering if there's a way to Venmo the theater. Like another $20, $30, $40 even seems more than fair.
You want to come back and pay more?
I didn't even go grocery shopping that week. We just had Mountain Dew and popcorn every meal.
Oh, God.
When the kids asked, "What's for dinner, Mom?" I knew exactly what to tell them.
Okay.
That felt so good.
Look, there's a lot of things wrong with what I just heard, but you don't need to Venmo the theater for that. I mean, we don't have a system for that.
Here's the thing. I can't afford to go to the movies every night, but with that price of popcorn, I could afford to buy it every night for dinner.
Man, no.
Is there a thing like on Mondays where I could swing by and you could swipe my credit card, put like 3 buckets in the back seat?
No, we don't do that. You have to see a movie to get popcorn.
Uber Eats, Grubhub. I mean,
no, that we don't do delivery. And frankly, I wouldn't recommend that for your diet. I mean, you need vegetables.
What is the policy on people taking old popcorn from the dumpsters after hours?
You're joking, right?
I've been in the alley behind your theater. I've seen they're labeled 1 through 6. You could just text me a number on the DL.
Okay, it seems like you're like going through something here. I mean, I've had the popcorn. It's good, but...
Well, that seems pretty offensive. This is something you offer.
Ma'am, you're asking me if you can get dumpster popcorn from us. I mean, that is a cry for help.
Oh, you think that's low? I've stooped lower. Just last week, I bought movie candy under the table from a guy you probably know.
I'm sorry, what are you talking about?
Johnny, your coworker. You know the one that set you up for this prank phone call? He works with you at the theater.
Oh, my God. What the f***, Johnny? Oh, my God. That's ridiculous.
He said you might be able to help me with popcorn. This is actually Brooke from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on
you. My God. I was like, am I talking to like a rat or something? Like, what the hell? That's so weird.
You don't understand what it's like to feed a family of five. Okay.
I mean, apparently not. Apparently, I have no idea. That was so bizarre. And who calls to say they got a great value at the theater? That's like, I would be more surprised if I don't even know. I mean, that's absurd.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Ask yourself, how far are you willing to go to make true love happen in your life?
Oh, that's a big question.
Would you be willing to change your name to something sexy?
Wow.
Like Chazerton?
Chazerton.
We need to work on that sexy part.
Yeah, okay.
I'll work on that. Would you be willing to travel back in time to your mom's high school prom and ask her best friend to the big dance?
Wait, her best friend? That's still gross.
I would and have.
No.
Ew.
What?
With you, Jeff.
I don't get it.
It was right that night. Would you flirt with a person that you've never met before and have that entire conversation broadcast live to millions of people around the country?
Oh my God.
Why does that sound
millions?
So much better than the other two things?
Well, we have two listeners on the phone right now that said yes to that question, and we've given them two new prompts to make sure the convo gets extra spicy.
Ooh.
So you're going to hear it when they meet for the very first time and decide if there is a blossoming romance in a brand new Blind Love Is. It's coming up next.
Okay, looking for some amazing TV to stream? Sink into your couch and indulge with the hits on Hulu you cannot miss. We're talking some of the greatest comedies of all time. Absolute must-watch shows. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the crew in How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother are now streaming on Hulu. Don't you want to find out how he met their mother? Then go back home with the Dunphys, the Pritchetts, the Pritchett-Tuckers in Modern Family. Oh, and start over with the Roses. Oh, on Schitt's Creek. And see what's up in the Kyle household in My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Can you even watch all of this? We think so. Head on over to Hulu and start streaming today. Now we're talking.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry?
Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
We have a general rule in radio that when Netflix goes low, we go even lower.
That's right. We will limbo.
We'll dig underneath the limbo bar.
Yeah.
What?
Tunnel below it. That's why when Netflix came out with the dating show Love is Blind, we did our own lower budget version called Blind Love Is.
Yeah, that's right.
Where two people who've never met before and obviously can't see each other meet over our phone lines for the very first time to chat and see if they have a true love connection and hopefully no family connections.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, lower. We're okay.
Okay. Brooke is hoping for that one.
I don't know.
As long as it's second or third.
Yeah, thing. I mean, it would make some headlines.
But,
you know,
we do have two listeners on the line right now to play the game. Their names are Jason and Jessica. Mm. They've both reached out to us separately. Jason requested a second date we couldn't do for him.
Okay.
And Jessica was actually on an awkward Tuesday with us a while back. She was the replaced bridesmaid at someone's wedding. They kicked her out.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, she got booted.
But she was happy about it, I think.
She was.
Yeah.
But
it was like the mother-in-law was terrible or something.
But they both agreed to be back on for this segment. Hey. So just like last time, we've encouraged them, instead of just small talking for 5-10 minutes, to try and be a little creative and fun with their questions. So
I
they
love
both
it.
Come prepared.
AKA, just like entertain us while you're getting to know each
other. I mean, it's no different than what the dating apps use, right? They use prompts and different things.
Yeah. There's not thousands and thousands of people listening in.
Well, usually you just talk about, like, your job and whatever for,
boring.
Like, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You go to another show for that. But remember, we need quiet in this room, and I know that's difficult for this group, but we just have to sit back, listen to them talk, and then we'll discuss afterwards and find out if blind truly love is.
I feel already we have such a connection to Jennifer because she's been on the show.
It's Jessica, Brooke. Wow. So we don't have strong of a connection as we thought.
Yeah. Sorry, I just went with the 80s general name.
Yeah.
But
God, I love Jillian.
Yeah.
Anyway,
sorry,
here
Jessica.
We go.
We're
mouth
so close.
Shut on this end. Jason, you're officially punched up. Go ahead, say hi to Jessica, and we're going to back away.
Hey, Jessica.
Hey, Jason. What's up?
real quick, before we start, I promised my mom I would say hi over the radio because she listens to this station all the time.
Aw, that's
Oh God!
I love that.
Hey, mom. I'm here.
Oh. Okay. Hi, Jason's mom. Oh. Don't worry, I'll be gentle.
Oh.
Okay. But let's keep it PG rated.
What do you think I was going to say? We're on the radio, Jason.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, so should I ask the first question?
Yes, do it.
Okay, so what is your ultimate guilty pleasure?
Ooh.
Mm, good one. Oh, it's not too PG with my mom listening. I don't really want to talk about what gives me pleasure.
No. Oh my God, Jason, no. Your guilty pleasure, not like your pleasure.
I'm pretty guilty about it. I don't want to tell my mom.
Okay. So like a guilty pleasure could be binge eating ice cream while watching reality TV shows.
Uh-huh. Oh, a guilty pleasure. Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That.
Yeah.
Jeez, like that. My head's in the gutter. Sorry.
I see that. It's not that place to be, but not right now.
Well, okay. Sometimes I can stay in a shower for a long time. Like, I could do a 2-hour shower, no problem.
2 hours?
Yeah, it's kind of an issue for the water bill.
Dang, Jason. How much scrubbing do you have to do? Red flag? No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. What about you? What's your guilty pleasure?
All right. My guilty pleasure is... Okay, don't judge me. I kind of like to spy on my neighbors. I know I shouldn't, but like they're such a cute old couple and they just do regular stuff like watch TV and I don't know, it's fascinating to me and I don't know, maybe if things work out you can come check out my telescope.
Wow. It's kind of cute and creepy.
I agree. I'm not, you know, I agree.
Okay, I have a question for you.
All right.
We only have 1 minute left, so make sure it's quick, guys.
Okay.
Okay, if you could have any superpower, but only for, like, boring, mundane tasks, what would it be?
A mundane superpower. Okay, I got it. If I could snap my fingers and make coffee, bam, that would be it.
Oh, wow.
I love coffee. Spend way too much time drinking it. So if I could snap and get a coffee, that'd be it.
That's pretty good. You know, you could make coffee at home and just have it on standby.
Well,
yeah. Okay. It'd be faster than that. Faster than the Keurig.
Okay, sure.
Hey, what's yours? Sorry, enough about me. What's yours?
Power of speech. That's what I would like. Power of speech. I love tongue twisters, and if I could say... Yeah. Any tongue twister without problem, I would be a god. I would go
that.
That is like...
You know, a solid tongue could definitely come in handy.
Okay.
That's your cue,
Let's, let's put them on hold.
Okay, Sally and her seashells are having some fun.
Yeah, for the sake of Jason's mother who is listening to this right now, let's take them down.
That timer ended perfectly.
Okay.
I like Jessica.
What did we think about Jason and Jessica as a couple?
Jason,
I don't know as a couple.
Jason's a little slow to get some things.
I mean, you can judge Jason by himself, but I'm not asking about him. I'm asking them as a couple together.
I'm just worried,
they seem like a good fit?
I'm worried that she'll run him over because of that fact.
Against women doing that? What's the issue?
I just don't know if he can keep up. Okay.
What do you think, Jose?
They're a cute couple because opposites attract.
I'm assuming Alexis ships them already.
I like them.
Yeah, she likes everybody.
Okay.
So
I'm not
going to
say no.
We always like to leave this up to the texters at 78592. Tell us, do you want to hear more from Jason and Jessica, or we could dump them for a brand new couple? So type love yay for yes or love nay for no.
Why do you have to type love?
Why can't we just say yes or no?
I never know how to spell nay.
Don't do it the horse way. Do it N-A-Y is fine.
N-A-E?
Okay, forget it. I would make
Why
this way
do you
too
always
hard.
Make this so complicated,
it's
Jeffrey?
It's easy in my head. But look, if Jason and Jessica make it to the next segment, I have a game ready for them to play to truly test their connection and find out if blind love really is.
Oh, you're teasing us. I want a yes, then.
We're going to do it.
Yay.
Right
I don't
after
know.
This. Hold on. We're in the middle of another steamy edition of Blind Love Is, the knockoff radio version of the show Love Is Blind from Netflix. And Jessica and Jason have just met and flirted over the phone. The listeners have been texting in to 78592 on whether they want this to continue. 63% say they want to hear more.
Yeah!
I think we all agree.
Yeah.
We did too.
I mean, it could have been the thing where people just misspelled nay and didn't know how to do it. But
why make them it's spell?
Like, I don't. No one talks that way, Jeff.
You can even literally just go one for yes, two for no.
I aspire to a smarter, fancier culture for us here.
You're in the wrong industry then.
I guess so.
How many times do we have to tell you that?
I can tell you we did get a lot of yays and also a lot of listeners wanting to say hi to Jason's mom, who we mentioned is listening to this segment
Jason's
right
mom.
Now. But I thought we should also have a game to really put these two to the love test.
Let's go. What's the game?
So we Googled potential fun games to play on a first date with someone, and Pictionary came up.
That's not going to work well here.
Tough on the radio to pull it off. Also, Spin the Bottle was an option.
Also,
but we know Brooke would have grabbed the bottle every time and pointed it straight at herself. So
I like kisses.
Instead, we landed on the game Two Truths and a Lie.
We've played this as a show.
Yeah, it's simple and it's fun. You tell three statements about yourself. Two of them are true, one's made up, and the other person has to guess which one the lie is.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, both Jessica and Jason have worked with our producer ahead of time to come up with these.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd be ready to go. And I'm going to be involved in this a little bit just to help run the game, but I'm going to ask my co-host to please try and keep your contributions to a minimum.
If you could only see my eyes. Eye roll on the radio right right now. I'm excited. This is going to be fun.
This is about Jason and Jessica.
I know, I'm kidding.
We're going to start things off with Jason today. So, Jason, go ahead. Give Jessica two truths and a lie.
Okay. I once mistook a cactus for a plush toy and hugged it.
Ow!
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Okay.
After losing a fantasy football bet, I had to make out with the guy that was in first place.
Oh.
Wait. What the heck?
So the champion and the loser?
Maybe I do want to play fantasy football.
Okay.
I don't know. Speculation.
What? Okay. Let's go to the third one.
She's not totally believing that one, I think.
Okay. I once tried to impress a date that I was on and thought I would impress her by doing karate moves.
Oh.
And accidentally knocked over our waiter.
Oh, wow.
That's some action right there that you were not expecting on a date.
All right. So we have the three options for you there, Jessica. Which one is the lie?
You know, I don't believe number two.
You don't think that the fantasy football bet where he had to kiss the guy that was in first place.
He didn't say kiss. He said made out.
Okay, make out.
Very different terms.
Okay.
That is very true.
She thinks you're lying about that one, Jason. Which one was the lie?
The lie was I mistook a cactus for a plush toy.
It's like the word, bro. You should have lied and said the other lie was the lie.
Why not? Come on.
You really made out with your fantasy football buddy?
I kissed him once. I don't know why I said make out.
Must have been not very good if you only did it once.
Yeah. Where were your hands, though? Yeah.
Is this why we call it fantasy? Is that why?
His group. Okay. We've learned some interesting things about Jason. Jessica, it's your turn. Give Jason your two truths and a lie.
Okay. Well, I auditioned for a reality TV show once by kissing a cardboard cutout of Ryan Reynolds.
That's funny.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. One Valentine's Day, I sent myself flowers, chocolate, and a love letter in the mail to my house.
Oh, that's kind of kind of sad.
Yeah. She's yelling it very defensively.
One could argue that that is self-love. Okay,
sure.
So one morning going to work on a city bus, I, for a lack of a better word, messed myself.
Oh.
And not only did I mess myself, but I still went to the office.
Oh, dedication. Oh.
Without changing?
I feel like Brooke's done that without telling us a couple times.
Without changing.
Oh,
no,
my
that's
God.
Crazy.
If you drink enough water, nobody notices.
Oh, man.
What?
I mean, she has her black pants. I wouldn't be able to tell.
The whole thing's wet. Okay. Well, there you go, Jason. You have your three statements. Which one of those is a lie, do you think?
Which one do you want to be a lie?
I think the lie is the Valentine's Day.
Oh.
You don't think it's true that she sent herself flowers, chocolates, and a love letter all in the mail?
I think that she has the most beautiful voice I've ever heard, and I can't imagine a Valentine's Day that she's alone.
Wow.
Jason, stop, but don't.
Okay, that was
kind of
sweet.
Stop, but don't.
Keep going. Which one was a lie, Jessica?
All right. Well, Jason, the lie was that I never made out or kissed a cardboard cutout of Ryan Reynolds.
Sadly, you have such a personality. I could see you auditioning for a reality show.
Actually, you might be perfect.
I thought that was legit.
But let's go around the room really quick. What do we think about Jason and Jessica as a couple? Do we want to see them together? Alexis, go.
Ooh, I mean, I think they should go on a date, like a real one.
Yeah, meet
one
in person.
More date?
Yeah, I'm for sure. I mean, if they're willing to share that embarrassing stuff with each other, it's a good foundation.
How much worse could it get from here?
I thought they were really fun.
Really fun,
yeah,
really
I thought
cute,
they were
Jose.
Fun and playful.
Thumbs up.
I mean, it doesn't sound like it's crazy love, but I think they definitely need to go out one time and see what happens.
Okay. Well, you know where my thumbs are on this one.
Oh.
No.
Jessica?
I can't see that.
Are Jessica? You in his football league?
Jason, Jessica, what do you guys think? You guys up for going out? We'll pay for it?
Oh, I would love to.
Jessica?
I am down.
Yay!
All right.
Look at that.
Dude,
update us after you meet in person.
We found out truly blind love is.
Is? Not.
Yeah.
Are you all paying for the date?
Yeah, we'll pay for the date.
Don't worry. Okay. We got all you. Right.
You don't get any more money after that, though. This isn't a real reality show.
Yeah. Did we just find out he's broke?
Try not to karate chop any more waiters while you're out, okay?
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Okay, looking for some amazing TV to stream? Sink into your couch and indulge with the hits on Hulu you cannot miss. We're talking some of the greatest comedies of all time. Absolute must-watch shows. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the crew in How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother are now streaming on Hulu. Don't you want to find out how he met their mother? Then go back home with the Dunphys, the Pritchetts, the Pritchett-Tuckers in Modern Family. Oh, and start over with the Roses. Oh, on Schitt's Creek. And see what's up in the Kyle household in My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Can you even watch all of this? We think so. Head on over to Hulu and start streaming today. Now we're talking.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
You've heard of people renting out their cars, their pets, even their grandparents for Thanksgiving dinner. But there's something even weirder that people are loaning out to strangers online and making a bunch of money from it. Plus, a new kitchen hack is going viral, and I'm 100% sure it's going to blow my co-host's minds.
Ooh, I love it. I'm so excited.
We're going to put it up on Instagram after we demonstrate it live in the studio during a brand new
TikTok click shot.
That's coming up at 8:10. We're full on into pumpkin spice season.
Yeah!
Someone's excited.
I knew that was coming.
But not sure if you know this little secret Easter egg. If you go up to the Starbucks barista after you order your PSL and you wink with your left eye.
Oh, that's hard.
She'll give you a free extra pump of
TikTok click shot.
Really takes it over the top with TikTok click shock, where we dive into some of the biggest TikToks of the past week. Let's get right into your first TikTok click shock. And we've heard about unique side hustles before, where people are renting out things like their pools.
Right.
You can rent out your camper or your garage space to someone.
Yeah.
Oh my God, my friend is trying to rent out their fence for advertising right now. Because they're on a busy street. They're like, yeah, it's going to be great. Like,
people got to get that dollar however they can.
All right, hustle.
We've never heard of hot bedding before, though.
What's
until
that?
Now. Uh-uh. One woman named Monique Jeremiah is a 36-year-old entrepreneur from Queensland, Australia. She came up with the idea, and she just posted a TikTok about it that got over 762,000 views. Hot bedding is where you rent out just one side of your bed for the night.
Oh, no.
No.
It's real. It's 100% platonic. 100% platonic sleepover. No funny business.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that works out.
Here's Monique's photo if you want to see her. We're going to put this up on our Insta stories at Brooke and Jeffrey.
Sorry. But are you just asking for trouble? This is like.
Yeah, seriously.
She is an attractive brunette woman. And she says as long as both parties are clear on the terms, then it's a win-win.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure that's going to work out well for her.
People are able to have self-restraint, Brooke, believe it or not.
Strangers? No. No, I do not trust strangers with self-restraint, Jeffrey.
Hey, I saw your ad. I just got out of prison.
Exactly.
Sounds legit to me. She says, quote, "It's just like sharing a room with two beds. However, you only sleep in the same bed."
Sleepover.
That's not just
It's just like it.
It's the opposite.
She started the idea, believe it or not, during the pandemic.
Oh, God.
No.
In an effort to supplement her income while enjoying.
Why it lasted so long?
Her decision-making skills are poor.
She needed companionship and some extra funds, so she tried it out. Now Monique calls herself the bedtime tycoon. And she says hot bedding is excellent for people who are able to detach emotionally and sleep next to another person in a completely respectful and no-strings-attached manner.
So what happens when she gets in a relationship?
Yeah, for real.
Three of them?
Yep, that's right. Yeah.
The stranger gets the middle.
Yeah.
So how much does it cost to hotbed, for everybody wondering? Well, she charges $160 a week.
What?
A week? That's awful.
That's a good.
I thought she was going to make money from this.
I
thought there was going to be at least a payoff.
Or if you want the discount, $640 a month.
Oh.
You can charge more or less depending on the quality of your bed or your hot bedding skills.
There's not even a review platform for this. It's not even like you could go on and see if the person you're going to let in your bed is terrible, or like slobbers, or talks in their sleep. On
that. Imagine talking to her at work. Like, why are you so tired today? It's like, oh, this stranger in my bed last night.
But they're making a lot of money.
Yeah.
The trick is, once 8 a.m. hits, you got to get up and go.
Oh, God.
You're only there to sleep. You can come back at 9 p.m. that night, though, to keep your hot bedding going.
We all know I'm getting charged late fees.
9 to 8, wow.
Jose, you should hot bed your apartment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It would solve so many problems.
And I'd make people get up at like 5 a.m. so I can actually get up on time.
Yeah.
He already hot boxes it, so that seems fine.
Yeah, that's true. Now we can Dutch oven it.
That was a TikTok click shock. You're next.
Woo, TikTok click shock.
This is a life hack from a woman named Casey Rieger, who posted this video just a few days ago, and it's quickly gone viral. It's got over 13 million views.
Uh-huh.
So the video starts with her saying, you know when you want to get the last bit of ketchup out of an almost empty bottle?
Yeah.
Most people will, like, shake it hard or, like, hit it against their palm.
Yeah.
But Casey actually has a better method that works a lot more effectively.
Okay.
And to demonstrate, we're rolling on this live right now. We're going to try her technique on the show right here.
Ooh, yay. Okay.
So you can see the video on our Brooke and Jeffrey Instagram. Jose, you can attest, this is a normal ketchup bottle.
Yep.
Probably like 1/8 left in it.
Yep, I'm shaking it.
And right now it's scattered all over the bottle. The ketchup's like stuck to all the sides everywhere.
Yeah.
We're going to move all of it towards the end.
Oh,
okay.
So, Jose, science. This feels like a science trick.
I need you to stand up.
Oh, wow, this is involved.
Grip the bottle from the bottom part. There you go.
Okay, the hole is facing up now.
Yeah,
okay.
And so what you're going to do is you're going to swing your arm around fast like a windmill
softball
pitcher.
Yeah, Jeffrey,
So hold it straight out.
If this opens.
Brooke's in a white shirt.
Yeah.
So you're going to swing your arm around like a windmill, like a softball pitcher, over and over and over again to create a centripetal force that's going to push all the remaining ketchup in the bottle out to the opening.
Centripetal.
And right now the bottle is parallel to the floor.
Yeah, so here we go. I know you don't exercise a lot, Jose, so please don't hurt yourself.
Okay.
We're going to try it. 3, 2, 1, go. No, that's not a softball. No. There you go.
Oh, backwards. backwards, like you're a fast pitch.
Hard.
Okay.
Stop. He winded himself. Look at the bottle.
That's amazing!
All of the ketchup went down to the bottom of the bottle where the opening
is. It's like the side of the bottle is clear now where the ketchup used to be.
Whoa.
The only problem is if you did this in a busy restaurant, you are definitely hitting a couple of waitstaffs.
I think you should try it. We're just playing around with bottles.
I've been doing this to every condiment in my fridge.
Yeah, go try it at home.
Just windmilling every bottle I have.
Look for the video online at Brooke and Jeffrey. You can figure out how to do it the right way. Those are your...
That was cool.
Woo, TikTok.
Yeah. Stories for the day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Okay, looking for some amazing TV to stream? Sink into your couch and indulge with the hits on Hulu you cannot miss. We're talking some of the greatest comedies of all time. Absolute must-watch shows. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the crew in How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother are now streaming on Hulu. Don't you want to find out how he met their mother? Then go back home with the Dunphys, the Pritchetts, the Pritchett-Tuckers in Modern Family. Oh, and start over with the Roses. Oh, on Schitt's Creek, and see what's up in the Kyle household in My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Can you even watch all of this? We think so. Head on over to Hulu and start streaming today. Now we're talking.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve. with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep expert. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Win! Brooks!
If you missed it yesterday, Brooke got absolutely humiliated, losing to someone that she's never lost to before.
Listen, you know, there's winners, there's losers. Sometimes you're one, sometimes you're the other, okay?
I've been
giving myself a motivational speech for the last 24 hours myself back here. Jeff, don't ruin it.
That's right. She's feeling down, and nothing would make Brooke happier than to beat up on an old retired post office worker named Jerry.
You would love
to take down a civil servant today and laugh the whole time, wouldn't you, Brooke?
Oh, I bet Jerry was such a nice post office person.
How do you feel about that, Jerry?
I'm ready for a wine with Brooke.
Wine? You want to drink wine?
You
want to
drink some wine? He's retired.
I love wine, Jerry. What kind of wine you like?
I think he drank some white wine there at one of the local casino promotions.
Okay.
Oh, a casino
wine. Let's go, Jerry. Me and you at the craps table with a glass of a Sauvignon Blanc.
I was going to ask you, like, dry or sweet, but I don't think it matters.
I feel like we're winning with Jerry already.
We are. Jerry, we're going to send Brooke out of the studio. While that happens, you know how the game works. You got 30 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know when you could say pass, but you have to beat her outright to win. Are you ready?
Copy that.
All right.
All right, Jerry.
The whole country is listening and rooting for you right now. Your time starts now. The first Miss America pageant took place on this day in what decade? 20s, 30s, or 40s?
40s.
What game does the Queen of Hearts order Alice to play?
A clue.
What is entomology the study of?
Insects.
Which country in the world has the most airports?
U.S.
If you're ordering pommes frites, what type of American food are you getting?
Dates.
All right. Good work. Jerry Brooks going to come back into the studio. And I heard you're a gardener, Jerry. Is that right?
Most of the time, on my spare time.
Do you have any fall planting tips for us?
You can plant your garlic on Halloween. And dig them up around the 4th of July.
Did
I just walk into the NPR studio?
Yeah.
Are we talking fall planting tips?
That's right. Plant your garlic now and harvest it in July.
Okay.
I love myself a big bowl of breakfast garlic in the morning.
Is there anything
we can tell?
Yeah.
I can tell from here.
You're healthy.
Yeah.
A little milk and garlic. Ooh,
no vampires up in this place.
That's right. Thank you for that, Jerry. Brooke, it's your turn.
Yeah.
You don't have any fall planting tips, I bet.
I don't. No, I do. If it's brown, cut it down.
No, I think that's...
That's a toilet one,
no,
Brooke.
That's flush it down. But it's also true for gardening. Am I right, Jerry?
That's right.
Yeah, see?
We're going to have a luscious winter coming up here.
Okay, now what about next season?
No, we got to get into the questions, I think.
Okay.
Brooke, here we go. Your time starts now. The first Miss America pageant took place on this day in what decade? Oof. 1920s, 30s, or 40s?
I feel like it's post-war 40s.
What game does the Queen of Hearts order Alice to play?
Chess.
What is entomology the study of?
Bugs.
Which country in the world has the most airports?
China.
If you're ordering pommes frites, what type of American food are you getting? Poseidon is the Greek god of the sea. Who is the Roman god of the sea?
I know. King Triton. Triton.
That's a little mermaid, but okay.
Come on, why can't it be that?
Maybe you're right. We're going to find out in just a second. But first, let's get to the scoreboard with Jose.
You got to help me, help them, help you, help me, help you.
Bolaños.
Jerry, you got 2 correct today.
Oh, thank God.
Okay, glass of wine. Yeah.
All right, chug the whole thing now.
And then, Brooke, you did get an extra question in.
Yeah.
But you didn't need it. You also got 2.
Oh, tie.
Oh, you guys, kindred souls. Yeah.
Drunk gardeners for the win.
Yay.
Yeah. Now, unfortunately, Ty does go to the house on these, Jer, but let's get the answers in. First Miss America pageant took place on this day in the 1920s.
Oh, okay. Maybe post-World
Margaret Gorman won it in 1921.
All right, Marge.
The game that the Queen of Hearts orders Alice to play is croquet.
Oh, I can remember now.
Like in the cartoon with the upside down flamingos.
Yeah. But you forget until you hear it.
Entomology is a study of insects or bugs.
We gave that to you.
The country in the world with the most airports, that's the USA.
Oh.
America has over 13,000, 3 times more than the second country on the list, Brazil.
They're like, how can we pollute the world more?
Yeah. If you're ordering pommes frites, you're getting French fries. Mm. Poseidon is the Greek god of the sea. The Roman is Neptune.
Neptune.
Did you hear it?
Triton is somebody, dude, besides the Little Mermaid's dad.
No,
I'm telling
Triton
you.
Triton is the name of the stick.
All right.
Anyway, Jerry, can't give you any money here. But just for playing, we are going to send you a $25 gift card valid at any Disney resort, theme park, or online in the Disney store.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry.
I'm going to go plant some garlic right now, all right?
Yeah, and then Brooke's going to drink some wine for you.
All right, Jerry.
Okay, great. Yeah, Jerry's like asleep. He's like,
all right. All right, talk to you soon again, Jerry. We'll be back to win Brooke's Bucks same time tomorrow.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking. Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Forget those Sunday night blues for a second with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.